Servant Warrior Radio. Real. Radical. Relentless. Relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello and welcome to the August 10th, 2012 edition of Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy, and I want to thank you for hanging out with us. You know, each and every week, I want you to know how grateful I am that you are spending time, you know, listening to Servant Warrior Radio, because I understand time is the only non-renewable resource that we have. And, you know, we will all be held accountable for how we spend the time that God gives us. And so I just can't tell you how grateful I am that you're hanging out with us and you're spending time here. If this is your first time listening to Servant Warrior Radio, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. If you haven't, I encourage you to go to servantwarriorradio.com. You can access all of the past episodes of Servant Warrior Radio. You can download them. You can listen to them. I encourage you to share them. If something touches your heart, if something, you know, hits a nerve or really sparks something, or, you know, God puts something on your heart or puts somebody on your heart to say, you know what, they need to hear this. Share it with them. Send it out to them, because, you know, the whole goal of Servant Warrior Ministries is to reach people where they are, share the life-changing message of Christ, inspire them and empower them to be who God's created and called them to be. I mean, that's the mission of Servant Warrior Ministries. That's the sole purpose of Servant Warrior Radio. Well, actually, the sole purpose of Servant Warrior Radio is to honor God in everything that we do. And so, you know, here on the show, you know, whatever God puts on my heart, that's what we share. You know, last week, talked about how God completely derailed the message that I had planned and took me in a completely different direction. And hey, listen, that's what it's about. That's I'm cool with that. If God wants to redirect me, he puts something on my heart, there's a reason why he dropped it on me, and there's a reason why he wants me to change it, because it's not about me, it's about him. And so that's why we're here. But I encourage you, hey, share the message. Use this radio show. Use anything that we have or we offer. Use it as a tool to reach others, because that's what it's about. It's about allowing God to work through us, and when he prompts us to reach out and make an impact in the life of somebody else. And that's why we're here. The Great Commission is to go and make disciples of all nations, and that's what we're here for. So again, glad that you're here. We got a great show today. We're going to be continuing this series that I started a couple of weeks ago entitled My Piece to the Puzzle. And when we think about life as a puzzle, you know, a puzzle is made up of many different shaped pieces with specific shapes, with specific or particular images on them. And when you put all those pieces together where they're supposed to go, then the end result is the image or the structure in which the designer intended. I mean, you know, now that we got these cool three-dimensional puzzles, we got, you know, Empire State Building and the Eiffel Tower and battleships and airplanes. I mean, all those different kinds of puzzles. But nevertheless, you know, when we put those pieces together in the exact spot where they're supposed to go, then the end result is the desired image. Now, there are those who will think that as we look ourselves in God's overall plan, they say, wait a minute, you know what, I'm just one person, God. You know, how relevant really can I be? I mean, I'm one piece in the puzzle of, you know, how many millions of people have walked the face of the earth. God, how can I be irrelevant at all? Well, you know, that feeling of irrelevance is absolutely alive from the pit of hell. The message that we started the whole series off with a couple of weeks ago was called Ordinary Says Who? Because there's been this thing that many of us have heard growing up, and we still hear it today, that God does extraordinary things through ordinary people. But I question who's defining what ordinary is? Because when you think about you and me and all of the, anyone who has ever walked the face of the earth, anyone who's ever had their heart beat one time, they had their own distinct DNA. There will never be another you. There will never be another me. Each of us have our own fingerprints. No one has fingerprints like us. We were woven together by the Master in the womb, where all of our days were written in his book before one of them ever came to pass. We were placed on this earth at a specific time in history with specific talents and gifts and abilities to fulfill a purpose that only we can fulfill. That says nothing about ordinary. That says everything about extraordinary. So if you feel that you're ordinary, if you feel you're insignificant, if you feel you're irrelevant in this big giant plan and God's puzzle, those feelings are absolutely a lie from the pit of hell. God wove you together in his hands. We are his masterpiece. He sees you as an incredibly important part of his puzzle. So that's the foundational component of my piece of the puzzle, that we all have a specific place in God's plan, in his puzzle. And in order for us to fit in that spot that he has designated for us, we have to allow him to shape us. And there are things that we are called to do for us to be that shape, to be that person, to be that puzzle piece that he's called us to be, to fit into his plan. So at the end, his design, his creation, what he wants, his end result is accomplished. And that's what we're here for. Hey, well, when we return, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to get into the message a little bit and start to preempt the Salt Life message. But we're also going to talk about a continuation from last week about the spiritual battle that we are in, and especially all of this and how it's impacting the family. But hey, listen, don't go away. We'll be back in about 15 seconds. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. Hello, Truth Talk family. This is Jeff Searcy, host of Servant Warrior Radio. If you're looking for Christian talk that's real, radical, relentless, and absolutely relevant, this is the show for you. Tune in to Servant Warrior Radio every Friday morning at 6, right here on Truth Talk 630. We are back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. And before the break, we're talking a little bit about the series that we're going to continue today, My Piece to the Puzzle, and the message in a little bit entitled Salt Life. And it's, you know, that's just one of the four components of this series, and of those things that God has called us to do, and those things that we need to do to allow him to shape us and also allow him to work through us so we fit into his plan and his puzzle. But we're going to get into Salt Life in just a couple of minutes. But before the break, I was mentioning about that we're going to expand a little bit on the spiritual battle that we talked about last week and the whole Chick-fil-A thing. And last week talked about battleground earth and the fact that we are in an unrelenting and unbelievable spiritual battle every single day. And if you don't think that you are smack in the middle of a war, man, you are misguided. You are inevitably a casualty of this, and we don't want that, because that's what I've seen. And it's just, I was thinking about the attack that came out on Chick-fil-A, and we talked about that last week, the fact that it really had nothing to do with Chick-fil-A, didn't have anything to do with homosexuality. It was the fact that Satan was attacking God. He was using those people who with the gay and lesbian community, he was using them to attack the institution of marriage, and he was using them to attack Chick-fil-A. And we know the foundation that Chick-fil-A is built on, but again, it had nothing to do with the players here in the physical part. It was the spiritual battle that was taken on. And I don't care. Hey, listen, call me crazy, whatever. That's exactly what's going on. But as I think about this and just the battle that's happening, there is a full assault, and it's been going on for a long time. But I don't know if there's ever been a time in history that it's more formidable than now. The assault on the family. I started thinking this week, and it really the reality baseball bat hit me right square in the face. I can name three couples. Close friends to my family that in the last 90 days have split and that are on the verge of divorce because of infidelity. Either the guy or the girl decided that the grass was greener somewhere else, and they succumbed to the temptation. They went ahead and went through with it. And sometimes these things have been going on for a while. But again, it's the battle that is raging on, and Satan knows that if he can separate the family, divide and conquer, a house divided falls, and two strands are formidable, three strands are not easily broken. And but when when the institution of marriage, when the family itself, when the husband and the wife are separated, when they're torn apart through through temptation and through sin and just bad decisions, it just watched the house crumble. So I'm looking at children. I'm praying and just my heart's broken for kids wondering what in the world just happened to mom and dad. Why are they splitting up? You know, we got one that felt that the grass was green on the other side, and the others wondering, man, what freight train just hit me? And for us not to recognize the fact that this is a full onslaught and a full-scale assault on us as the believers, as the body of Christ, the institution of marriage, that which God holds so sacred and what he created, you know, what God brings together, let no man asunder. You know, that's where we are, and there is an absolute battle on that. So please, I'm asking you, wake up, smell the coffee, open your eyes, wake up to the reality that you are under attack, your friends are under attack, because I bet you that if you start to think about right now, if you're listening to this show, you probably know somebody who has been attacked. You probably know someone who was either separated or divorced, or you know somebody who knows somebody that's under, you know, about to be separated or divorced. You know families that are going through a hard time. You know those families that are hanging on by a thread to keep their family together because of infidelity, because of something else, whatever's going on. Satan knows how to hit us. He knows how to divide us, and he knows how to pick us off, because if we're a lone ranger running around, we are easily picked off. So now is the time that we step up as servant warriors, as the body of Christ, to go in and see those guys who are down, who are knocked down and bleeding out, go and get them out of the line of fire, bandage those wounds, care for them, get them back to health spiritually so they're ready to get back in the fight. Got to put on the armor, got to get in the fight. Now is the time. Don't shy away from this. I'm telling you, do not shy away from what God has called us to be. He has called us to stand our ground. And it says in Ephesians, it says, when you've done all you can do to stand. That's what it's talking about. Ephesians 6, and you read it, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. That's what it talks about. Put on the full armor of God, and to recognize the fact that the devil is after us, that we have to get suited up every single day. So then that's it. Listen. The Chick-fil-A thing had nothing to do with Chick-fil-A. It's all about the spiritual battle. Your friends who are going through separation, your friends that are going through divorce, your friends that you see in your church, in your community, at your school, those people that are around you that are fighting to keep their marriage and those marriages that are falling apart, know that is attack from Satan, and know the only way to combat that is to get on your knees. The only way to combat that is to put on the armor and recognize where that battle is coming from and take the battle right back to him and allow God to work through us, because you know where you hear the trumpet sound, that's where God will fight for us. Hey, listen, we got to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to continue the series, My Piece of the Puzzle, with the message Salt Life. You don't want to go anywhere. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. We are back. You're listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. And before the break, we were talking about the institution of marriage and the fact that it is under a relentless and massive attack. And it is the assault by the evil one against God and his institution of marriage. And the fact that because of the importance of the family unit. You know, the family unit is the basis of every community of civilizations, is the family unit. And the devil understands that. He understands how important that is. And the more that he can destroy that foundation of communities, the more that he can take communities down, the more that he can take countries down, he can take people down. God, the institution of marriage is incredibly important. God, that's why God said, you know, what God brings together, let no man put asunder. And that is how important that is. And the devil understands that. And he is going to bring out everything. He's going to bring his full arsenal against the institution of marriage. That's why this whole thing with Chick-fil-A, and has nothing to do with Chick-fil-A. It has nothing to do with the gay and lesbian community. It has nothing to do with all those other groups that want to boycott Chick-fil-A or whatever it is. You got to look past the trees and see the forest. Okay, the trees are these little skirmishes here. It's the Chick-fil-A's, it's the gay and lesbian groups, it's all that. But the forest is the attack. It's the assault on the institution of marriage. That's why families all around us are breaking up. That's why husbands and wives are splitting up. That's why infidelity is happening in families. Because one, the devil understands that if he can separate, he can divide, he can conquer. And the more that he can split up and impact and divide up and break up the family unit, the easier it is to break that family down and completely take it out. And that's what's happening. And unless we realize that, unless we understand that that's what's going on, we're going to miss it, and we will not do what we have called to do. When you read Ephesians 6, God says, put on the full armor, and when we've done all we can do to stand, stand. He tells us that we have to put on that armor every single day and take the battle to the enemy. That's what we're called to do. We're called to stand in the gap. We're called to take our place on the wall. You know, when you see a buddy hurting, if you see people around you, if you're in the middle of a firefight and a buddy gets shot and he's laying there, you don't let them there and just bleed out and die. You go get him. You pull him back. You patch him up. God said, you know what? Don't allow my children, my creation, my masterpiece to stand there and bleed out while you watch them. Go get them. Allow me to do my work. I am the great healer. I'm the great physician. I can heal them, but you've got to go get them. You go get them. You bring them back. Get them out of the line of fire. Allow me to work in them. Bring them to me. Go and make disciples of all nations. Share me. You know, live a life reflective of me. Go get them. Allow me to do what I'm going to do in their lives. That's what we're called to do. That's it. And so for us to not understand and accept the reality of what's happening around us and not see it as an attack against Chick-fil-A, it's not an attack against Chick-fil-A. It's attack against God. It's attack against the institution of marriage. And what we are called to do is to lift that up. And you know what? When Jesus said, if we will call on his name, the devil has to flee. And the devil understands that. He don't want any part of that. But what the devil enjoys is us looking around and watching all this stuff happen and go, oh, I can't believe it, and start to focus on the pawns that he's using. And that's exactly what it is. And I don't mean that in any derogatory manner, but it's the people that he's using to wage his battle. If we put our focus on those, we take our focus off of him and off the big picture. And you know what? When you're looking at them, that's when he can come in and pick us off. We've got to understand it. We've got to be smarter than that. We have to be as wise as serpents, as innocent as doves. That's what we're called to be. So that's what I want to make sure that we understand that's what's happening right now. Don't allow your friends and families, don't allow the people around you to be picked off. Make sure that you are doing what you can. Make sure that you are making a concerted effort to make an impact in the life of others. Live a life reflective of him. Be the salt of the earth. Make sure that your conversations are always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you will know how to talk and answer everyone. That's Colossians 4, 4 through 6. And that's what we're going to talk about today in the message, Salt Life. When we look at the overall series, My Piece to the Puzzle, we talked a little bit earlier in the show about being ordinary. And that it kicked off the series a couple of weeks ago with the message, ordinary says who? That who is creating the definition of ordinary? Because when I think of ordinary, I think of every day. But when we think of us, you, me, anyone who's ever had a breath or a heartbeat in their body, they were hand woven by the creator of the heavens and the earth, the all-powerful, almighty, all-present, all-knowing God. He wove them together in the womb, and before one of their days ever came to be, their life was written in his book. I mean, that's not ordinary, that's extraordinary. So we are all called for a specific purpose, at a specific time, in a specific place, with specific talents, gifts, and abilities to fulfill a calling that only we can fulfill. Like I said, there's nothing ordinary about that. That has everything to do with extraordinary. And so that's the first part of My Piece of the Puzzle, because to do what God has called us to do, to be who he's created and called us to be, for us to fit into his puzzle, That's the first part. We have to realize the fact that we are important. We have a distinct place in His plan, in His puzzle. We're not irrelevant. We have a purpose, and we need to understand that. That's the first part. The next part is being the salt of the earth, as He tells us to be in Matthew 5:13, and that's what we're going to talk a little bit about here in the next couple of minutes. The other part, when you take the next verse, Matthew 5:14, we're called to be the light of the world. And next week's message, LED, of course, many of us know that to mean light-emitting diode, but actually next week, it means light-emitting disciple, and we're going to talk about how God has called us to be the light of the world. And then the last part of this four-part series is entitled Bricklayer. And when you read the book of Nehemiah, and when you look at how Nehemiah arranged and coordinated and led the rebuilding of the wall of Jerusalem, how he said everyone, he put everyone in a specific spot, and they were responsible for rebuilding the wall right in front of them. You know what? If we will, as believers, as the body of Christ, if we will focus on the sphere of influence that God has given us, the calling that He's put on, whether it be big or small, whatever it is that God has put on our hearts and given us our platform, the people that we're there to impact, if we will focus on that, when we look at up and down that wall will be built. That's what we're called to be. So for us to fit into His puzzle, first we have to realize that we are incredibly important, and we are absolutely relevant to God's plan. The next part, we got to be salt. We've got to bring seasoning to conversations. The next part is we have to be light. We're the light of the world and bring light into darkness. And the last part is to be the bricklayer and to make sure that we're the salt, we're the light, and we're doing it where we're supposed to do it, right there in front of where God has put us. That's our role. But let's talk about salt life for just a couple of minutes and what it means to live a life. To live a salt life. If you've traveled the I-95 corridor and you've been around the state of Florida, or you pass through, you see a car with a Florida license plate, there's a pretty good chance that on the back window you will see two words, salt life. Now, that is from a company that created this brand, and it's an apparel series, and it supplies. It's everything is based around ocean life, and it was created by guys who are avid fishermen and divers and surfers, and those guys, and you know, it says on their website and about us that they have salt in their blood, but it's more of a mindset. It's a mindset of what it is to live around the ocean, to live that beach life and everything associated with it. Well, you know what, as believers, we're called to be the salt of the earth. We're called to be that flavor in a conversation, to bring flavor to a situation, to bring seasoning to others, and to lift them up. That's what we're called to be. So I want to have us change our perspective when we think about salt life, and it's not about the ocean. It's more about Christ. It's like take on that mindset that we're going to do what we can to impact others, to live a life reflective of Him, to be that seasoning. You know, when you read Colossians 4, verses 4 through 6, it tells us to let our conversation always be full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that we may know how to answer everyone. Now, if you read those same verses out of the Message, it says, use your heads as you live and work among outsiders. Don't miss a trick. Make the most of every opportunity. Be gracious in your speech. The goal is to bring out the best in others in a conversation, not put them down, not cut them out. What God's saying, what He's telling us, you know, through His word and in Matthew 5 is we're to bring seasoning to a situation. We're supposed to bring something to the table. We're bringing something to the table that doesn't already exist, to bring flavor to what He has created. That's what we're called to be. And that's a mindset, and that's something that we have to do as His believers and as His followers, through it by His command, but to also as we look at our part in His puzzle and for us to fit into that piece, to be who He's created and called us to be. He's created us to be the salt. He's created us to lift others up, not those necessarily in the church and to be that, but to live a life outside of those, the outsiders, for them to see something in us that they might not see anywhere else, to be the seasoning in a conversation and environment. That's what we're called to be. You know, I always want to end the show with the opportunity to accept Christ, because I know that there are folks listening today that say, Jeff, you know what? So much you've talked about today with the attack on the family and just, I've seen it. I see it happening all around me. You know, I feel a tugging at my heart and I know that that's God calling me, but I haven't had a relationship with Him until now, but I want Him into my life and I want to live that salt life. I want to accept him into my heart today. You know what? We can take care of that. There are those who say, you know what, Jeff, I've had a relationship for a long time, but I've kind of adopted more of the ocean life under the salt life as opposed to the Christ side of a salt life. But I want to get back to that. You know, I see my friends around me. I've seen the devastation that happens when a family breaks up. I've seen the attack on them. You know what? I want to get back right with Christ. I want to be that warrior that goes in, that allows Christ to work through me to make an impact in those around me so we don't have those casualties, so those families are able to stay together. I want to be that person. You know what? We can take care of both of those. Would you pray with me right now? Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for loving me. Thank you, Father, for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. God, I pray that you would forgive me. Lord, I pray that you would come into my heart and be the Lord of my life. I want to spend eternity in heaven with you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. Hey, listen, you do not want to miss next week. We're going to talk about being a light emitting disciple, and you will not want to miss that. But hey, until then, keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant, and definitely armor up. Thanks for joining us today. This has been Servant Warrior Radio.